KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. No interest by either Golden State's Kevin Durant or OKC's Russell Westbrook at today's NBA All-Star Media Availability. When it came to talking about their relationship or how a weekend of being teammates again will actually play out, Westbrook avoided every question about his former Thunder teammate, with an answer instead discussing fashion. As far as talking to Westbrook, it's not really in Durant's plans.
Well, I'm having the All-Star weekend like I always did. Get in and get out. Do everything I'm supposed to do, play the game and have some fun, you know? I ain't come here for it to be any drama or have heart-to-heart with anybody. I'm coming here to enjoy my weekend, enjoy my couple of days I got off, and get ready for the second half of the season.
We've got you covered on ESPN Radio this entire All-Star weekend from New Orleans, starting with the Rising Stars Challenge at 9 Eastern tonight. On ESPN Radio's Meet the All-Stars show, Paul George said winning a championship in Indiana is still a priority, but he did stop short of saying he's fully committed to the Pacers or that it's an automatic he'll sign the estimated $219 million contract Indy's expected to offer him this summer. The Pistons and Magic have discussed a trade that would send Reggie Jackson to Orlando for DJ Augustine and Jeff Green, reports our Mark Stein. The trade deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern. Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez still dealing with right elbow inflammation, limited at least the next 2 weeks. He'll undergo more testing in 2 weeks as well. His status for Mexico in the opening rounds of the World Baseball Classic up in the air.
The NBA All-Star Weekend continues with All-Star Saturday Night, starting with a Skills Challenge 3-point contest and concluding with a Slam Dunk Contest. It all begins tomorrow night at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store.
Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series hits the track tonight in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store.
Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is what life sounds like in an SUV not named most dependable compact SUV by J.D. Power.
Hey, you want to take the kids out to the beach this weekend?
I don't know if the SUV can handle that far of a drive.
This is what life sounds like in a Chevy Equinox, J.D. Power's most dependable compact SUV.
Hey, you want to take the kids out to the beach this weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hear the difference in the Chevy Equinox. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Award based on 2016 study of 2013 models after 3 years of ownership. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
17 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup teams will take to the Daytona International Speedway this evening for two practice sessions in preparation of tomorrow night's Advance Auto Parts Clash. One driver not in the field is Dale Earnhardt Jr., who is qualified for the 75-lap exhibition race that includes last year's pole winners. Earnhardt instead has allowed Alex Bowman to drive his number 88 car after Bowman won the pole in Phoenix last fall while filling in for Earnhardt. Earnhardt says that Bowman earned the spot.
As soon as Alex won the pole at Phoenix, my instinct immediately was to go to Greg and say Alex deserves to drive the Clash.
Practice can be heard live on MRN.com beginning at 5 o'clock Eastern Time this evening. And our live coverage of the Advanced Auto Parts Clash will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow night. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Samsung kitchen appliances aren't just beautifully designed, they're beautifully priced, too.
Yeah, well, how beautiful are we talking here?
Up to $1,500 off a four-piece kitchen package.
That is beautiful.
And you can purchase in-store now.
Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid February 8th through March 8th, 2017 at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
When he goes to heaven, St. Peter already has the VIP table set up.
No one gets in unless you're on the list.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
6 minutes inside the hour of 6 o'clock as we welcome you back on stage. Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Iowa City. If you're punching it in your GPS, simple, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard here in the Walden Square Development. TV, I'm taking a look at the clock on the wall. They've got less than an hour to go. $2 domestic drafts, $2.50 domestic bottles. They've already got spring training coverage on the way with MLB Network. High school wrestling happening, as well as NBA Friday night action. More than a dozen televisions on the wall. This is where you need to be on a Friday.
Well, we've got less than 40 minutes to go. We have to step aside a little
Correct.
Early tonight for our girls' high school regional final action. We'll tell you about that coming up in a little bit. But if you've been listening to the program since Wednesday, you know that we have been looking forward to today and the culmination of 48 hours of just blistering preparation.
You have the biggest grin on your face.
I'd be happier if there were a dog here, but people talked us out of it and said it probably wasn't a very good idea. And then the first thing we see today when we get here is somebody had a dog out on the patio, and it upset me. So we had a texter who let us know on Wednesday that there's a champion dog that calls Iowa City home on the heels of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. And I said, we've got to do something with this. And as a matter of fact, our friends at Z102.9 got upset that we sat on this information and didn't share it with them. And so we scooped them.
That's exactly what we did.
It's exactly what we did. And we will pay for it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, in one way.
But Colleen Mitchell is here with us at Coach's Corner right now, and I don't even know where to begin other than the fact that you have this dog, and the dog's name is Ripcord, and Ripcord won big at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the 141st get-together.
Absolutely. So I'll introduce him. His name is Multiple Best in Show, Multiple Best in Specialty Show, Grand Champion, Platinum Champion, Fidelis Ripcord DS Whack.
You can't fit all that on an ID.
No.
Or a tag that
hangs
from his
Flavor Flav.
But we call him Ripcord.
Could you imagine if dogs had Letterman jackets in, like, high school days? How many, like, awards and patches up?
Okay.
And he has four legs, so he had plenty of space.
So we know this, that the dog is in Texas right now.
Yes.
So what is the dog? Is he taking a victory lap? Is he on vacation? Does he live there? What is the dog doing in Texas?
Right. At the moment, he spends most of his time with his professional handler, Dylan Kipp. And so she's, you know, based down in Texas. So he's actually taking this weekend off, but he'll be in California.
Everybody needs a vacation.
Dog gets more vacation than we do.
Gets a little break, and then he'll be off to California, and then Kentucky and Texas. So she travels all around the country every weekend going to different dog shows.
How do you top Westminster, though? Isn't this sort of, this is like going down into
know.
The
that's the top
going
of the
down
top.
Into the minor leagues.
He's accomplished so much since he's started. It's been a year and a half maybe, and he's number one Doberman all systems for 2016. He's headed there again for 2017.
Oh, man.
He actually won Westminster last year as well, and I didn't go because, well, I didn't know he was going to win, right?
So you went this year.
So this year I said, I'm definitely going to go. So I got to see him win the Breed this year.
Okay, so let's kind of rewind and let's get to the start. So how long have you been, I guess, breeding Dobermans?
Well, we've had Dobermans. We've been involved with Dobermans since the early, mid-90s.
Okay.
But actually, it was a long time before we bred our first litter because we wanted to have the right parents and do everything the right way. So right. Actually, Ripcord is from our first litter.
Man.
So that was the winning the puppy lottery.
and that leads me to my next question, because there's so many we want to get in. How does one, and kind of walk us through the process, because, you know, there's a handler, there's a trainer. How does one look at a litter of puppies and go, you.
That's the one.
You're the one.
Well, I spend a ton of time with them from the moment that they're born.
Right.
And then their personalities start to emerge when they're even just a few weeks old. And so really by the time they're getting to that 8 or 10 week old stage,
right,
that's when we start really evaluating structure. So the Doberman standard tells us exactly what a Doberman is supposed to look like. And it's very specific, from the alignment of the teeth to the shape of the paw to the angle of the tail and everything in between. So we start sort of photographing and videotaping and evaluating structure on the puppies. And I'll tell you, the thing that really made him stand out is that two things. First of all, he just looks like that. Right, the dog that you see in the pictures and he just looks like that when he just stands there. And the second thing,
very regal dog you have.
Yeah, the second thing is that he has that personality.
Right,
that he just has that kind of swagger almost when he walks into the ring, like he owns it.
Well, it's good that you didn't bring him, because I don't know if he and Tyler would have gotten along.
She. Ripcord? Oh, is it he? Okay. I just want to confirm.
I've done that much research for the segment. I can tell you that.
Okay, yeah. You're probably right. We wouldn't have gotten along.
How much, how many, does he have brothers and sisters, and are they jealous that you chose him, that he's on the cover of these magazines, and they're eating Alpo back here in Iowa City?
He's from a litter of 5 puppies.
Okay.
And all of them are in wonderful homes, and I'm sure they're not jealous because they're all spoiled.
So that leads me to the question then, because we're sitting here talking to each other off the air. What does he eat? What is his daily routine like? Like, I'm not expecting, you know, like, for example, I was making jokes the other day. My Golden Retriever is a pure breed. I've never thought about once wanting to, you know, breed and the puppies. But my dog, I've always feed him the best food, science diet food. To me, it is. At least my veterinarian has told me, hey, do this. And I was just like, man, if my dog, who just likes to sit on the couch, fart, and watch Animal Planet, is eating $65 bags of food of, you know, science diet, what is a champion breed dog like yours doing?
It depends. When he's traveling, he gets a mix of kibble. I think Proplan usually.
Yeah.
And then, which is another good breed of, you know, good brand of kibble.
Right.
And like a frozen raw food, dog food diet.
Yeah.
And when he's at home, I think he mostly eats raw. So meat and bones and things.
And now there are different classes at Westminster and at dog shows. So the Doberman falls into the
working group.
See, I want to learn so much. When 142 comes around, I can be like,
blue collar dog.
Yeah, Cole 8 said that is this, this, that, and this.
Right.
Now, somebody on Twitter said that Ripcord looked a little boxy. What does that mean? And do you want to fight that person?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I would say thank you to that person, because actually the first sentence of our standard says this is a dog that should be medium sized and square.
So
if they were struck by his boxiness, then maybe that means he looks very square.
So the person thought they were putting the dog down, were actually complimenting Ripcord.
There you go.
Funny how Twitter works sometimes.
Even to the untrained eye,
people don't have any idea what they're talking about. And Colleen Mitchell joining us here on the APC.
We
found out Colleen's husband listens to the show.
Is your husband here, by the way?
Yes.
Is he over there having dinner?
Yes.
What's up, husband? Thanks for listening, by the way. This is actually Radio Gold, what we're doing right now, and this is so cool. So
even without the dog.
So I got to ask you then, Colleen. So what is it kind of got like that, like, competitive mentality? We won our group last year. We won our breed last year. How do we get to the top? How do we get to the big trophy? How do we become best in show? Like, are you guys already developing a game plan? Were you guys walking away from Manhattan going, we're the Atlanta Falcons and we got to get back next year?
Well, we're actually at a moment of renegotiation with our team right now, so it's not clear.
So this is like NASCAR.
So future, now we've got negotiations.
What his future
what
might
you could tell
hold.
Us. At what
this,
you can tell
right,
us.
I mean, at this point, he's accomplished more than we ever dreamed.
Right.
So
when you say,
we'll leave it at that.
When you say his team, so you've got, obviously, you own him.
Yes.
He has a handler.
Yes.
What are the other team members here? Who are we talking?
The other
does he have an agent?
Team members are...
No?
The
okay.
No, he
can
does
I
not
be
have
the dog's agent? Can I get 5%?
He does not
can
have an
agent.
Can
you cut me in? Okay.
The other owners who contribute to the expenses
right.
of making all this magic happen. All the travel and...
So, let me talk about you then. So, it's so funny because, like, I've seen the movie Best in Show and... The parents take it so serious. I understand there's some comedy that goes with it, so maybe it's over the top for a reason. But, like, the handler who's out there on the floor, you've got, like, the Jane Lynch character when they take the poodles around. What's it like for the handler and the owners? I mean, are they tense moments? Are you walking around backstage looking at some of the other animals in your class going, he can win, he can win, Ripcord can definitely beat you? Is it kind of like an ego matching contest? What's it like behind the scenes, the people dressing, make sure they're presenting themselves? Do the judges look at you? I understand there's like 7 questions in there, but maybe you can kind of answer it under one line.
I don't know where to start. So certainly I knew a lot of the dogs that were competing at Westminster. I mean, we bring most of the top 10 Dobermans were all there. So I know those dogs and I know their handlers and I know those dogs' parents, and there's dogs' grandparents.
So when you walk in, they were like, oh, God, there's Colin Mitchell again.
Yeah, we do get some of that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, is Ripcord here?
Yeah.
We're here.
Oh, he's coming. Just give him a minute. Yeah.
So.
Hey, someone's got to win second. That's what I would say.
When you – did you get kind of that big city feel? Like, you did it – like you said, you weren't there last year.
Right.
But this year, you're like, I'm in New York City. These are the best damn dogs in the country, all fighting for the right to be named best in show.
Absolutely.
And
just holding your breath. It's amazing.
So, as you mentioned, the dog has done so much. When does it come to the period of time where you're saying, you know what, enough's enough for this one. Ripcord, you've done your part. Even American Pharoah had to step off the track.
Is it like horse racing?
And do you go and start breeding? Does he go out to stud? What does he do?
Well, so it's not clear exactly when that's going to happen. That's
right.
Part of the discussion that's ongoing. But then he'll come back here and he'll live with us. We love to also compete in obedience and agility. Ripcord actually loves to swim and has done some competitions in dock diving. So I think we'll do more of that. We'll just have a lot of fun. He will be available as a stud dog to select females.
We were talking about names before we came on the air. Ripcord.
Oh.
What goes into naming the dog?
So, for Dobermans, the culture is a little different in different breeds, but in Dobermans, we typically pick a theme for the names in the litter. And this one, I'll give full credit to my daughter, picked the theme. The theme was G.I. Joe.
Okay.
So, all the puppies in this litter are named after movies from the G.I. Joe movie.
Okay.
So there's Duke and Ripcord and Storm Shadow and Lady
Nobody
J
was named
and
Cobra.
Scarlet. No one chose Cobra,
okay.
Right? So then when owners get a puppy, then they pick something that's within that theme.
There's so much more that goes into this than I could ever imagine.
And we just thought Ripcord was a cool name for a dog.
And then you see it come together with what it's accomplished so far, and
it
definitely stands out. When he said Ripcord, I was like, that's a pretty awesome name.
It's kind of a badass name. Just, yeah.
Ripcord comes in. It's not like Little Lucy's here. Ripcord walks in, and you're just like, damn, here we go.
So
business is picking up.
He's on the cover of Dog News. And
I brought a few magazines,
Doberman
pass that Digest.
Pass that down real quick. Let me
Very
see
cool.
This.
So the picture there on the Doberman Digest is when last October he won the Doberman Pinscher Club of America National Specialty Show.
Yeah.
So that's us celebrating that win.
This is going to sound, this is where my weirdness comes in. Look at the face of this dog, and I know it doesn't work well for radio. I'm showing my co-host right now the cover that Colleen just handed me. If this was a Disney movie, Morgan Freeman would totally voice that ripcord. Look at the confidence. Yes. Just very, very matter of fact, I'm the one who runs this. And that's an awful Morgan Freeman. Totally. Name another actor who can do that. Look at look how just
I'm not going to assign an actor to the dog. You may want to option that.
Yeah, part of the negotiations.
Again, we would like 5% on that.
Yeah.
So you see this all the time with parents who have five-year-olds and they think they're a prodigy and they're in Little League and they're going to wind up in the major league someday. For the schmuck out there that has a dog who thinks that they have a champion dog that's going to someday get to Westminster, like my co-host here, who's always telling me about how great his dog is.
Murphy's awesome. I'm just trying to get him to learn how to jump off a dock right now during the Freedom Festival. Dogs.
There you go. We'll go do dock diving.
What is the process? How does one get to Westminster? Do you have to be invited? Do you work your way up from local shows and ultimately build a reputation? How do you get to Madison Square Garden?
Absolutely. So Westminster is a little different than most of the shows because they do start with invitations to the top 10 dogs in each breed. And then after those entries have been made, if there's still space, then they'll open it up for other dogs who want to participate. But you have to at least have what we call one major win to qualify to show.
Does Ripcord put his paw in ink and sign autographs by touching 8x10 photos?
No one has ever asked for his autograph before.
Not even selfies? Does Ripcord do well with selfies?
Oh, he loves to have his picture taken.
Clearly, based on that magazine cover, that looks like a one and done. Looks like you guys had to adjust your clothing. He's just like, I'm here. I'm here for the treats.
Yeah.
Man, let me ask you this. You were making a comment about your daughter. How many kids do you have?
Two.
So what do they think about mommy and daddy and show dog? Like, how cool has that been to be, like, kind of like, have they always been cool, or has it been like, mom pays attention to the dog more than he pays attention to us? What are your kids like?
They love the dogs. And so my kids have always been raised around the dogs.
Right.
And I don't think either of them could sleep without a dog in their bed.
That's what I was about to ask now. Do you, kids get up and rip cords, like, paws hanging off the side of the bed under the blanket? We forget sometimes these dogs, they are normal dogs. It's not like they're always training or always on pageants or they're doing different dog shows. They also have a lazy dog life sometimes as well.
Absolutely. Right? So I get pictures of Ripcord here, in the ring and showing off, and then also pictures of him lounging on the hotel room bed in between shows.
What was travel like? Did you guys have to drive from Iowa to New York, or how did you guys handle that?
I just flew.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. And I think he actually flew with Dylan, with his handler.
And how long have you and Dylan been in together, with the relationship with him as his handler?
I met Dylan at his first national when he was very young, just barely a puppy. And she saw him and just fell in love with him.
That's very cool.
And said, that's the dog I want to show.
So Ripcord won last year, and Ripcord won this year.
Yeah.
Are there term limits? Are there limits?
Ripcord right now is the Russell Westbrook.
Right.
Can
he continue to win, or is there a cutoff where they say, hey, man, give some of these lesser dogs, these losers,
a chance? Our station, you can't win more than 30 days because you have to give everybody else a chance, prizes and stuff. So there are the rules in this?
No, he can keep showing. There's no rule against continuing.
The Michael Phelps of the Doberman breed. Man, I want to meet this dog. Why is it up here right now?
When he comes home to visit, we'll bring him over.
Yes, how often does the dog come home?
He doesn't get to come stay with us very often. Most of the time when we see him on the road. When he was in shows in Illinois a few weeks ago, and so, we went out there and he stayed with us in our hotel room and get some time just to be a dog.
I agree with the texters right now. I'm just going to point out one right now. 9984 says, this is the greatest interview I've ever heard on this show.
I wanted to make sure that 9984 wasn't your husband's last four digits of his cell phone, so because we have had that before. So,
thanks, honey.
Now, I got to ask you, did we pick up another listener of the APC now that you've joined us on the program?
Sure.
We're up to 9 listeners now, so that's... That's Todd's joke.
Yeah,
he's upset that I took his material.
It's my right. Yeah, he's stealing my material. Well, Colleen, we appreciate you coming in and educating us, and we've had fun.
She most certainly educated.
Yes, she did. And we've had fun talking about Ripcord the last couple days on the program, and we would like to meet him someday. So can you let us know?
Well, she already said that she's accepted Murphy into
visiting
the Dog Dogs diving program. Murphy's
going
to have to
learn. I'm going to see you at the Dog Diving.
Far away. Murphy would be starstruck if Murphy saw. And I do want to ask you, before we let you go,
Okay. Because
there are people out there, and I prepared for this interview. And so I did a little reading, and there are people that do not like Dobermans and dogs like Dobermans because they're sort of the bad boy breeds. What do you say to those people that would turn their nose up at a Doberman and say, no, not a very friendly dog?
Well, they certainly haven't met my dogs. My dogs are raised around kids and around people, and they go to dog shows where there's 1,000 people with treats and toys in their pocket all the time. They're used to being around people. The Doberman in particular is bred as a personal protection dog, and I think that's really important because that means they want to be they bond very, very closely to their family and with their people. They're intelligent and fearless. But they're not going to go crazy for no reason.
All right.
So I really
we have set the record straight.
Now.
We have set the record straight.
It's like when you see your buddy pulls up, he's got a new car, you're like, man, I really want a Ford
Explorer. I know someone you can talk to about the Doberman. Colleen,
give me a call.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us here on Friday. And it's going to be fun. I feel invested now. When is the next show?
There's actually a show this weekend in Des Moines.
You said that Ripcord was taking it off.
Ripcord is off this weekend. He'll be the weekend after that. He'll be in Beverly Hills.
So this dog within a week is going to go from New York to Rodeo Drive, essentially.
The dog has a better life than I do, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
6:26. We're going to come back. We're going to big board. We're going to wrap up the final 22 minutes of this afternoon Players Club for Friday, February the 17th. I'm going to Google Dobermans right now, and I'm going to start. This has been fantastic stuff. It's your Eastern Iowa ESPN Radio, KGYM.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The best place to buy a Ford in Eastern Iowa is Marion. The Marion Used Car Superstore has more used Fords than anybody in Eastern Iowa. Nearly 200, yes, 200 used Fords to choose from. And during the Tax Time Special Purchase Sale Event, you can afford a Ford. The Marion Used Car Supercenter has 2015 Ford Fusions from $12,999. You can buy with only $189 down, $189 a month. That's incredible. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval. Get more for your tax refund at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Special Purchase 2015 Ford Fusions, starting from $12,999. Buy Fusion $189 down. $189 a month, over 200 Fords, plus BMWs, Chevys, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas. Financing's available, and with guaranteed credit approval, everyone can buy over 2,000 vehicles, including over 200 used Fords. The Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's the famous February sale at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Save on a huge assortment of diamond and colored stone jewelry up to 60% off, including an array of $99 and $199 colored stone rings. $29 and $39 cases, a range of watches at 50% off, and a huge selection of estate pieces. The famous February sale, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30, and Monday 9 to 6 only. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, downtown Iowa City.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Save $2 per quart on any qualifying Bensoil purchase. See Bensoil.com/rebate for more information.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
He never needs an introduction, but he'll always introduce himself to your sister.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYM.
Were you fulfilled?
It was as good as promised, and the only thing that would have made it better is if the dog would have been here, but you heard Colleen say that the dog is on vacation.
And the schedule of a dog.
He's chilling out, and then next week he's going to be in Beverly Hills. You and me, we're going to be here next week, and hopefully the weather is as nice. We've got our fingers crossed that it's going to be 60 degrees again next week, although probably not going to be that way. So Colleen Mitchell, the owner of the two-time champion Doberman Pinscher.
Two-time.
Yes, to the texters who were saying that we were not pronouncing the name of the dog breed properly.
We just got confirmation.
We just got confirmation that it is, in fact, Doberman Pinscher. So there, Lou, if you're listening or using the text line, 366-1600. BJ says, no, did I miss the dog interview? Technically, it wasn't a dog interview. We interviewed the owner of the dog, but you can check it out on the podcast, KGYMRadio.com.
Well, you're still my material now.
Those Friday podcasts, which are loaded almost immediately after the show is over so that you can enjoy them all weekend long at KGYMRadio.com, where we have a poll question. Will the Iowa baseball team exceed its preseason expectations? Iowa picked to finish tied for sixth along with Minnesota in the Big Ten. Emil's Hideaway, the sponsor for the poll question, and Iowa baseball getting its season kicked off, taking on South Florida. They're still up 1-0 going into the fifth inning. And we'll give you an update on our final Midwest One Bank big board.
You know what we
I say final because we're tight for time today.
We are, so let's go ahead and get some things squared away quickly. You know what we have not done? We haven't taken call number six today either. So, Jeff, we're going to do this on the fly, brother, and we appreciate your help today, everything with the cut or keep segments. But 366-1600, TB, it's 1 week from tonight, the Riders and Team USA.
That's right. The Riders are home tomorrow, taking on Lincoln. These tickets are for next Friday's game. Team USA comes to town. We've got a pair of them. Caller number six, 319-366-1600. Our associate producer, Jeff Downing, back in the studio, will let us know who our winner is. Call right now, 366-1600. You're going to be off to see one of the Riders' final home games. The season is coming to a close here shortly.
Let's go ahead and fire off our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update while we're at it, while Jeff is grabbing that winner's information.
Well, we mentioned the Iowa baseball team currently up on South Florida 1-0 as they go to the top of the fifth inning. A shutout so far for Nick Gallagher in the season opener. That's a three-game weekend series. It'll continue tomorrow with right-hander C.J. Eldred on the mound, and then Sunday morning at 11 a.m., the series finale sees Shane Ritter take the mound for the Hawkeyes. Iowa picked to finish tied with Minnesota for sixth place in the Big Ten. Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes will host Illinois tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena after a week off. A limited number of standing room only tickets are available for tomorrow's 1 p.m. tip-off. The Iowa women were home last night. They are now 7-6 in the Big Ten after beating Northwestern 78-59. Megan Gustafson leading the way for the Hawks. She had 17. Allie Disterhoff added 14. And Chase Coley grabbed 11 of Iowa's 51 rebounds. Lisa Bluter's squad on the road Sunday morning. They'll take on Purdue at 11. The Rough Riders, as we mentioned, are at Omaha tonight. They'll host Lincoln tomorrow. 7:05 is the scheduled face-off time. Cedar Rapids Rampage fell to Harrisburg 9-6 last night. They've dropped 5 of their last 8. They are likely out of the playoff picture. And high school basketball coming your way tonight. As a matter of fact, it's going to cut our program a little short.
Yes.
We're only on the air for another 10 minutes. It's girls regional semifinal action. North Lynn and Grundy Center on 1600 AM as well as 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM. Listeners, you get Iowa City Regina and Maquoketa Valley.
That was so cool, man. Like, now I'm going to feel like that I'm
haters,
kind of...
Haters going to hate.
I kind of feel like that I'm in the know now next time I watch anything with the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's all it took for me to get into the sport, kind of like horse racing, was just to have my grandfather sit me down in the bleachers and be like, this is what I look for. And then take me alongside some of the stalls and some of the stables and be like, hey... This is how a horse, this is what they eat, these are the things that they do, this is how they travel. And then the more and more I started learning about horse racing, it made me into a horse racing fan. Now I'm not going to sit here and say that now I'm going to go out there and start breeding dogs of my own, but just kind of be able to sit back and get an idea of what happens behind the scenes more than what we're seeing on television during the stage and the presentation. That's so cool. I love learning some of that behind-the-scenes stuff and just everyday things.
And it was fun, and it was for the crowd out there that doesn't necessarily mind departing from the X's and O's. I would rather talk about Dobermans and what goes into showing a dog and what the dog eats and how the dog travels.
Right.
Then I would talk about, you know, 3-2 zone defenses and pick and rolls and Iowa-Illinois tomorrow, because it just, that matchup really doesn't interest me. I think it's the last time we're going to see John Gross here in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes should take care of business tomorrow. Let's have some fun every once in a while on the pro. And I thought that was fun.
Alex.
Haters going to hate.
It's Cedar Rapids. Congratulations.
Coon?
1 week from tonight.
Coon can't win.
I don't think he can
win. Okay.
He's going to be seeing Team USA with a few friends at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Jeff, let's do this. Since we're getting an early exit today, we'll take our final break. We'll come back. We'll bring you the last 10 minutes of the Afternoon Players Club for the 17th day of February. 107.5 Cedar Rapids, 106.3 Iowa City, and 1600 AM across eastern Iowa. Tyler and Todd will say goodbye next.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Napa Know How.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam Wiper Blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution Wiper Blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts, this is Hugh.
Hi, Hugh. My car is due for an oil change. Do you guys have any deals right now?
Yes, we do. We have Valvoline.
And that's good stuff, right?
The Valvoline is going to be a synthetic oil that's going to protect your engine.
You really know your stuff. My daughter needs help with her homework. How are you with State Capitals?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts.
Get 5 quarts of Valvoline synthetic motor oil for just $27.99 and get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. While supplies last, see store for details.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me. Then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
He always takes the long way home, so he can listen to the live version of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Players Club, bringing you the final 7 minutes of today's programming. If you're just now joining us, why only seven more minutes of the APC? TP High School basketball is on the way tonight. It's going to be Scott Unash and Alex Coons on the call. Quickly, do you care to give us that schedule one more time? I know we just hit that big board update, but to everybody joining us late on a Friday.
Yeah, girls regional semifinals underway. North Lynn and Grundy Center on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. And for our South Gym listeners here in Iowa City, 106.3 FM will have Iowa City, Regina, and Maquoketa Valley. The road trip driven by Linder Tire will come to an early end tonight, but happy hour still goes all the way to the top of the hour, $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. We've had a really good show. This has been a fun show. We had Colleen joining us talking about the dog. We got to know Derek a little bit, who is filling in for Kyle, who's normally here with us at Coach's Corner, and we even got to talk a little Hawkeye basketball today with Bobby Hansen. Iowa baseball underway, taking on the University of South Florida as the baseball season starts off in earnest on the college side. Major League spring training is underway in Arizona and Florida as well. It's still a while before they start playing some games. The full squads set to report for a lot of teams over the weekend. I know the Minnesota Twins position players need to report by tomorrow, and I think everybody with the exception of Drew Stubbs, I believe, was the only player in not in Twins camp yet, and he doesn't need to report until tomorrow. So we'll have plenty of baseball to talk about moving forward, and then granted on Monday we'll look back on tomorrow's Iowa-Illinois game with Mac McCausland. It's All-Star weekend in the NBA. A lot of people have been talking about Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and the, I guess you could say, the feud.
Call it what it is.
Two.
It's a rivalry now.
And James Harden, I think rightfully so, saying, hey, look, I know both of these guys. I'm not going to get involved in this. Let's face it. It's the All-Star game. They don't play defense. Whoever has the ball isn't going to have to worry about passing it to the other person. So if Westbrook has the ball, he can put a shot up.
Yeah.
If KD has the ball, he can. These guys are not going to have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
It's an all-star game. Everybody's out there to put up as many points as possible, trying to make the fans say ooh, make the fans say ah. And I think that's what you're going to get this weekend in New Orleans. Celebrity game tonight. Skills competition Saturday. East versus West on Sunday. Todd, 66 triple-doubles in total for the NBA through the first half of the season. Russell Westbrook owns more than 40% of those, continuing to chase down Oscar Robertson's record with most triple-doubles in a single season. Trying to catch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as well, so we'll see how he goes, currently sitting third all-time for the most triple-doubles in a season. Westbrook, he's got a lot more to play for than just individual awards as well, trying to get Oklahoma City back to the playoffs in a possible rematch with Golden State somewhere down the line in the Western Conference.
So high school basketball is coming up for you in a couple minutes. Do you have big weekend plans?
I do. I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch as much as I can on Ripcord on YouTube. I really am. If you think I'm kidding, I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch Ripcord on
YouTube.
I'm
not leaving here until I've sold you a dog, and I don't even own. I thought maybe I was going to get in on the representation of the dog.
Right.
It doesn't sound like he has an agent, but I think I'm still on the outside looking in there. But
could you imagine
I would
sitting
like
down
to
with
broker?
Like,
I would like to broker a companion for Murphy.
Let's see how well you do this. I'm a member of Purina Dog Chow, and I want Ripcord as the poster dog of my brand of food. You have 60 seconds. Sell me why on Ripcord should be the new poster dog of Purina Dog Chow.
Well, quite simply, when I think of Purina, I think of excellence, and no dog personifies excellence more than a two-time champion in its class at Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Yours number 140 and 141. So if Purina wants to hook its wagon, its chuck wagon, to a winner, then I have the dog for you. And if Purina doesn't, well, quite frankly, Blue Buffalo, they're on my speed dial. I'm going to call them next. So you've got 45 seconds. You either put the pen to paper and make us the official spokes dog, or you can take a hike. Pick a teacup poodle or one of those other loser breeds.
Man.
Did I sell?
You came with the full court press, sir.
I did.
Press Virginia over here.
Shih Tzu? Lhasa Apso? Yeah. Uh-uh. You want the Doberman.
And, sir, how do you actually pronounce the breed name?
It's Doberman Pinscher.
Yes.
I just like the fact that the person on Twitter that was criticizing the Dobermans during the show, well, that one looks a little boxy. Apparently it's in the description of the breed that they're supposed to be square. That's like the person watching a football game calling out a coach for their play calling when they have no idea what they're doing.
Good stuff today, partner. I'm excited to find out what Monday holds for us next week. Another full week, more chances for you to score. And, Todd, to remind you, it's also WWE Road to WrestleMania week as well.
My wife looked at the calendar today, and she said, what is this on next Sunday? WWE Road, and I said, well, we had a contest at the station.
Well, honey, let me tell you what's about to happen.
We are sitting ringside with a listener. And
Michael, what's up, brother?
Michael, who was the grand prize winner last week, and she said, well, maybe we should just talk about these things rather than writing them on the calendar, because you may or may not know this about me.
This is Brommel Camp.
But communication isn't exactly my strong suit.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I need to do a better job at is working on communicating with other people. Now, other people, they're better communicators than I am.
Right.
I just write things on the board and assume that someone's going to see them.
Jeff Downing, thank you, sir. Sorry, your hard work on the other side of the microphone back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Derek joining us on site here, helping us
Derek's
out with all the
budding
production.
Star.
He's Picasso. Thank you for joining us, Derek Picasso, here at Coach's Corner. For my co-host, Todd Brommelkamp, handing out the names, also the spokesperson of Ripcord, unofficially.
Unofficially.
My name is Tyler Ryder. Yeah. High school basketball on the way next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $11.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double points during O'Reilly.